It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And here we are on the, it's snowing right now in Madison to start the garden show. And with us is Dwayne Hastad of Heather Floral and Nursery. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everybody. And welcome to our first show of 2022. Excited to get it rolling again, aren't we, Paul?
Yeah, I've been waiting for this since we talked a couple weeks ago when to get the garden show going. So the snow is basically gone, but as I'm looking out the window here, we have flurries at our studio here in Madison to start talking gardening.
No, you have to plant your iceberg lettuce today, then.
That's right. Well, good to be back with the garden show. We have a number of questions to get to, but before we do that, we want to open up our phone lines for any questions that you might have for Dwayne. The number is 320-598-7301. That's 320-598-7301 for any garden or lawn question you have for Dwayne. And
we're kind of going to do it the same as we've done before. And you can call in a question or email in your question or get us a question, and we'll gladly answer it on the air. If you don't want to be recognized, we won't say anything. And yep. Remember, there's no such thing as a dumb question.
Right. Before we start, Dwayne, how long have you been doing the garden show on Q92? Do you know?
I think it's about 75 years. No, it doesn't seem like. Seems like we just started it. You know, Terry and I started it out, and then it went to me and you. I'm sure it's got to be close to 35 years.
Wow, okay. Awesome. Yeah, I know it's well listened to. People enjoy it, so.
I enjoy doing it, and I know you enjoy doing it. We're going to make you a horticulturist yet.
I've learned a lot since taking over for Terry, so.
Yeah, well, you know, if you don't learn something every day, you're not going forward. So
yeah, that's right.
We're trying to encourage people to do, you know, call in their gardening questions, their flower questions, their lawn questions, anything to do with horticulture, you know, cut flower questions or whatever. Don't call in your car questions because I don't know anything about that.
Neither do I.
Nope, so we'll stick to plants.
Yeah,
all of your plant questions.
Yeah, we've started this last year or a couple years ago. We always like to focus on a plant of the week. We'll do that during the garden show, and maybe a horticulture concern of the week. So two things to start the show off with, Dwayne, this morning.
Well, we've been busy in the greenhouses. It's our you know, farmers have their planting season. The greenhouse people have their season. So about the last month, we've been really planting things up, planting seeds and then transplanting those. And one plant in the greenhouse that's already starting to bloom and looks really cool, I think you have a picture online there, it's called Love Sweep Super Bells. It has a multi-petaled flower. It's a beautiful pink. It has a white edge. And if you've never seen that, come into the greenhouses. The greenhouses are open in Dawson and Montevideo. And next week, we'll get the plants into Madison. So stop in our locations if you want a taste of spring. You've had too much snow. It smells great in there. A lot of things are starting to flower, so spring is here. Mm-hmm.
Who comes up with these names for plants? A Love Swept Super Bells. Why is it called that? Do you know?
I suppose it being a light pink and flowery, and it's really delicate and must have reminded somebody of love.
Okay.
There's a company that it's called Proven Winners, and they've gone and picked out a lot of the most popular or what they think is the best, hardiest, prettiest plants, and they've kind of trade named those. So this year we have Proven Winner Pots, which they demand that your Proven Winner plants are put into, so people know about that. So Love Swept Super Bell is a Proven Winner plant.
Okay, good. So what's our horticulture concern of the week?
And you know, last year we kind of didn't say all that. We just said, what's our oofta problem?
Oofta. So what's the oofta problem today?
I don't think we have an oofta problem. We have a concern. A lot of people are starting seeds inside, and if you have a problem with them getting too long, they have to have good sunlight. So if things are stretching, you know, if your tomato plants are already stretching, your light's probably too high. Remember the fertilizer, but also one of the things that our concern is that they don't damp off. If you keep them too wet, they kind of rot off right at the ground. That's called damping off. And one of the tricks there is if you take milled sphagnum peat and sprinkle that on your seeding area, it'll keep that problem away. It's kind of like a natural fungicide.
Okay.
If you have any problems with your seeds, don't be afraid to give me a call. If you need garden seeds, Heather Nursery, especially myself and Randy, have picked out over 180 different variety of seeds, and we order those and repackage them. So we have bulk garden seeds, which isn't done very much anymore.
Wow. Okay.
We pick out the ones that have had good luck around here and get some of the new stuff, knucklehead pumpkins, et cetera, and old green arrow peas that's been around forever. Some of those are, you know, still good varieties, and we got new varieties. So if you haven't gotten your garden seeds yet, we have a great selection of garden seeds.
Okay. Terry Overlander told me this week that he's going to plant a garden bigger than he did last year. So he'll need a lot of seed.
Exactly.
Okay, so we start our questions from our listeners.
Yeah, we better. We won't get it done.
All right, here's
a... Before we do that, remember next week is Easter. So if you need Easter lilies or hydrangeas or begonias or bulb gardens, or we have a good selection of that. We have more than we've ever had before.
Okay. Well, I've got a couple email questions here, Dwayne.
Yeah.
And kind of a good question to start out spring with. What should I do to my garden in the spring before planting it? Anything I can do?
First of all, you don't want to be working on your garden when it's wet, okay? Because if you go and it's wet and you till it up, if you're going to do that, you'll create all these mud balls in there. So you don't want to do that. But when it dries out, if you till your garden, I would definitely till it this spring. And I would, if your soil is bad, you should take a soil test. But otherwise, if it's heavy, I would put some peat moss on there or some sand and put a good garden fertilizer on there, maybe some compost. If you don't have the peat moss, compost is great. And then definitely put, we've been really working on this winter, is our Earth Elements fertilizer. So I would definitely put an organic fertilizer on there, till that up, and let it warm up a little bit, then start planting your garden.
Okay. You mentioned testing your soil. Talk about that a little bit, Dwayne. How do you do that, and what are you looking for?
What you do is you get a soil sample from different parts of your garden or different parts of your lawn, and you can get a little bag and you can send that bag, and you put those different samples and mix it up so you got a good representation of your garden or your lawn or your landscape, and you can send that in. And there's different types of tests you can have, and the more things you ask for, the more it costs. But if you get a general all-purpose one, it'll tell you what your nitrogen, your phosphorus, your potash is in there. And if you get one that's called a mineral test, it will tell you how much of that is available for you, and that's what you really want to know. Also tell you what percentage of organic matter you have in there, and tell you your pH. And those are all kind of concerns. And if you have had problems with your garden, you probably should do that.
Okay.
It tells you a lot of things about your soil that you probably didn't know.
Oh, yeah, okay. Here's our next question from one of our listeners. I'm starting a new strawberry patch. Oh, I love strawberries, Dwayne.
I do, too.
we'll have to find out who this person is and go help out with the strawberries, then.
I can't raid their garden now.
Yeah. So I'm starting a new strawberry patch. When should they be started? And do you have any tips or tricks I can use?
Strawberries are really easy to grow. We have strawberries at Heather Floral. We have like three different varieties. In early spring, you can buy strawberries bare root. That means they're not potted up and don't have leaves on it, so you can plant the roots. That's usually how you start a new patch. It's way too cold out yet. You got to let it warm up. Soil temperature should be around, you know, 50 degrees, and it's definitely not that yet. We've had some good moisture, so you got to let it dry out a little bit. Till up that area. You plant strawberries about every 9 inches apart. Plant them in squares. And some people say you should pick off the flowers first, the first year, so it sets roots better. I've never done that, but you could do that. But you won't get strawberries that first year.
How deep do you plant the strawberry plant?
Strawberries you plant from a root, okay? And you can see where the leaves were last year, and then you'll see the roots below that. That area there is called the crown. And you want to have that crown just at ground line, okay? We also start strawberries, so you can buy a strawberry plant like you're buying a geranium. And you can plant your strawberry patch that way. When you till your garden, then I would, again, use compost and a fertilizer, starter fertilizer, to get them going good. And like you said, there's not much better than a strawberry patch.
That's right, or raspberry.
Raspberry.
Yeah.
We also grow, and I have this year for the first time, elderberries.
Oh, yeah.
And if you, we make elderberry jam and elderberry tonic, and working on making elderberry beer. We have 17 acres of elderberries, so we have lots of elderberries, and I also have elderberry plants if you want to try something different. And it's a shrub, so it comes back every year, and you can, you know, it's a perennial.
Okay.
You can get your elderberries every year.
Okay. So it's too early to plant strawberries or raspberries or elderberry plants right now. You got to wait till the soil warms up pretty good.
I would, you know, and it's no fun being out there when it's cold, but you know, this weekend's supposed to be close to 60 plus. So I would definitely have things dry up. Like if you're going to work on your lawn, it's probably plenty. I've seen one person out there raking, but it's way too early for that yet. Let it dry out and then go at it.
All right, got a couple minutes here, Dwayne. What's going on at Heather Floral Nursery? What do you got going on?
Well, first of all, we've been working on Easter. So Easter's not this weekend, but the following weekend. So we have Easter, busy wrapping those, have some gorgeous hydrangeas. And, you know, the floral department has been busy. Myself and the guys in the greenhouse have definitely been planting. So it's our planting season, getting everything to look good for everybody out there. We're getting garden stuff in, onions and potatoes, and bulbs are here. So if you're looking for garden stuff or you've got the itch, Heather Nursery and Floral and Madison Dodson and Montevideo are stocked really well for spring supplies. And we haven't had a lot of problems. You know, a lot of people are complaining about they can't get items. I guess in the hort industry, you have to plan your schedule out years in advance. So we got most of our products that we wanted this year. So got a great selection.
All right, real good, Dwayne. Well, there we go. First garden show of the year is under our belts.
It goes way too fast, Paul, and looking forward to this year, and if we can help anybody out there, don't be afraid to give us a call at all our spots, or if you have specific landscaping questions, give me a call.
All right. Thanks, Dwayne. Talk to you next Thursday.
Yep. Have a great day, everybody.
Yep. Dwayne Hasted with Heather Floral and Nursery.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. News and weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby, and in Marshall.